The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of really good football players, I got a good Falcons topic for y'all here and mic'd up. So, well, first of all, let me go through the driver bracket today. The NASCAR driver bracket had to eliminate. This was really tough. Christopher Bell against William Byron. Friend of the show, William Byron. Christopher Bell got eliminated off my new driver bracket for 2025. So William Byron, friend of the morning shift, moves on. And that bracket, if you want to continue to follow that, you can find me at Twitter, at MPJohnson79. Okay, so the NFL, you guys have heard of the next-gen stats. Next-gen stats is something that came out where it allows everybody with NFL.com to kind of follow along with some of the things that you might not see on a normal basis down in and down out. It allows you to kind of get a little bit deeper into the stats and follow along with players and what they are actually doing well, not just how many catches a guy has or how many tackles a guy has, what they're actually doing well in a lot of these instances. Well, they came out with an all-pro team, and it featured one Atlanta Falcon. I'll give both of you guys one guess who was featured on the NFL next-gen stats all-pro team.
Bijan Robinson.
No.
Okay.
Give you another one.
Is it offense?
No.
Jesse Bates.
Nope.
Caden Ellis.
Caden Ellis was the only guy for the Atlanta Falcons on the NFL Next Gen stats.
There's
all pro team.
There's something about like 140 plus tackles with five sacks, and there's something else in there. I think that
pressure.
I think it was like, did he have like eight or so tackles for loss or something like that?
He had a lot. There was in there a team pressure percentage. Like he had 20% of the team's pressures or something like that. An ability to get in the backfield and shake things up.
Yeah, he was a lot better than you realize this year. I think at the beginning of the year the linebackers weren't overly phenomenal.
Yeah, it was just funny because you're following along, and I think anybody that's seen this, and you could find this obviously with the Next Gen stats on the NFL.com tab, anybody that's following along, like you read down, and it's like, okay, All-Pro, Pro Bowler, All-Pro, Pro Bowler, and then you get to Caden Ellis, and you're like, this dude's not getting his due. He's not on a national level. The guy's not getting his due, and I think it was nice to kind of see Caden Ellis mixed in with some of these other names, and I'm talking about Chris Jones. You know, you're talking about Minka Fitzpatrick, some of the other names that are being thrown around next to him, and to see Caden Ellis up there in a setting like that, I don't think a lot of Falcons fans would see that one coming. And you look at it, and we've talked about it before on the show, should he be a Pro Bowler, should he not be? You know, is he one of these guys that should have been included? If you look at what he does as an off-the-ball linebacker and his ability to get pressure in that way, and you had to with this defense because you weren't getting off the edge a lot of times or up the middle, he's just straight out exceptional. I mean, he's just straight out exceptional in what he's being asked to do. His missed tackle percentage, extremely low in terms of off-the-ball linebackers. His coverage ability was very, very good when you start looking at his next-gen stats. So, again, this is not a fan voting. This is not other players voting or coaches voting. This is the next-gen stat people looking at it and watching film and seeing grades and seeing everything else that he does for this team and saying, dude, Caden Ellis is that guy. So, it's awesome to see. Happy to have that for Caden Ellis. And, you know, that's not the all-pro team that's going to get you the bonuses locked in. But, again, seeing him in that setting, I think, kind of opens the eyes for some of the Falcons fans that maybe don't value him the way he should be.
Good for him. We'll